This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The hit TV drama series Lost is about to go missing. Starting tonight, ABC is putting a new drama in the time slot for a few months. It's called Daybreak, and if you like Lost's mind-bending ways, Daybreak will not disappoint. Here's TV critic Andrew Wallenstein.
There's an easy way to describe Daybreak. It's The Fugitive meets Groundhog Day. Now, if you've seen those movies, you know they thematically have nothing to do with each other, which is what makes Daybreak such a pleasant surprise. In The Fugitive, a man framed for murder tries to prove his innocence on the lam. In Groundhog Day, a man mysteriously lives the same day over and over again. Those premises are improbably and brilliantly fused together for Daybreak, in which a man framed for murder attempts to clear his name without having to clear his calendar. As in Groundhog Day, Detective Brett Hopper wakes up to the same day, in this case at 6:17 a.m. The day just so happens to be the one he is collared for killing an assistant district attorney. The problem is, Hopper, played by Taye Diggs, doesn't think he killed anyone, or at least doesn't remember. In this scene, he is interrogated for the murder by fellow cops played by Mitch Pileggi and Ian Anthony Dale.
Look, you know what we do in here, all the tactics of back and forth. So I'm coming straight at you. What did you have against Garza?
You gotta be kidding, right?
Got the murder weapon. The imprints on it.
As Hopper sorts through the puzzle of his life, we learn he has plenty of pieces. The informant he counted on to rat out a local gang has turned on him. And his girlfriend happens to be the ex-wife of his former partner, Chad Shelton, played by Adam Baldwin. There's no love lost between Hopper and Shelton. In this scene, Hopper complains to Shelton he's been framed.
Now, you know this thing screams set up from like a mile away.
Set up? No, they got you cold, man. Weapon, prints.
But you got an alibi, right?
Rita. Been spending a lot of time with her lately.
You're gonna make an honest woman of her, get married already.
Were it not for its Groundhog Day twist, Daybreak would be a standard-issue cop thriller. It's filled with stock characters, wooden dialogue, and it's too slick by half. But sticking its protagonist in this looping time warp, a mystery in itself for Hopper to solve, is a terrific conceit. Watching Hopper negotiate familiar terrain over and over in different ways feels more like you're watching an Xbox than ABC, which probably makes me the first critic to compare a production to a video game and intend it as a compliment. On paper, the hybrid heart of Daybreak doesn't make much sense. But a funny thing can happen when one formula is mixed with another formula. You come up with a pretty creative concoction.
Andrew Wallenstein is Day to Day's regular TV critic. He's also an editor for The Hollywood Reporter.